I'm Rich Thomason. It is the largest crane on the eastern seaboard, and it's headed to Baltimore to help move the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The huge crane, which can lift up to 1,000 tons, will be one of at least two used to clear the channel of the twisted metal and concrete remains of the bridge. Officials want to reopen the Port of Baltimore as soon as possible. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said this is about the nation's economy. He said the port handles more cars and more farm equipment than any other port in America.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the Biden administration has approved $60 million in immediate federal aid. Also at SRNNews.com, a drop in illegal border crossings does not necessarily mean a drop in illegal aliens coming into the U.S.
Every Senate Democrat voted against an amendment that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for illegal immigrant flights into the U.S. According to a union president, many more taxpayer dollars will be used. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the Biden administration is artificially reducing the number of illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border. Speaking to the New York Post, he said the administration is copying a move that was common during the Obama presidency, flying illegals into the United States so that the border does not look as out of control. The union president called the plan just a bait and switch. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
While former President Trump paid his respects at yesterday's wake of a fallen NYPD officer in New York, for President Biden, it was all about the money. Mr. Biden raked in a record $26 million at a fundraiser in New York. Former Presidents Clinton and Obama on hand for the event. Also on hand, hundreds of anti-Israel demonstrators. They showed up to protest inside and outside of the fundraising venue. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in one Virginia locality will be celebrating on Sunday.
Easter, you might think? No. The Fairfax County Board of Supervisors has designated Sunday as Transgender Visibility Day. On a unanimous vote, the board has selected the holiest day on the Christian calendar to celebrate transgenderism. Fairfax County has already designated June as LGBT Pride Month and October as LGBT History Month. The county is predominantly Democrat and it borders Washington, D.C. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government is asking a court to halt California's enforcement of a rule requiring prison guards be clean-shaven, saying it amounts to religious discrimination. Muslims, Sikhs, and some other Americans wear beards as an expression of their faith, and the California statute would bar them from working in the prisons. The State Corrections Department is defending its policy. This is SRN News. They are trying to save the strays of Old San Juan.
A nonprofit organization has sued the U.S. National Park Service over a plan to remove Puerto Rico's famous stray cats from a historic district in the U.S. territory. The lawsuit filed by Maryland-based Alley Cat Allies comes 4 months after the federal agency announced it would contract an animal welfare organization to remove an estimated 200 cats that live in an area surrounding a historic seaside fortress in Old San Juan. The organization announced the lawsuit on Thursday. Keith Peters reporting.
Today marks 1 year since American journalist Evan Gerskovich was arrested in Russia, accused of spying. Since then, his detention has been repeatedly extended. Gerskovich, his employer, and the U.S. government all deny the espionage allegations, demanding his release. Gerskovich's mother says despite very harsh conditions, her son has proven resilient. More details, SRNNews.com.